Time now for our weekly visit with Mark Boner from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com and what's going on in our town. We really got some food options here and also a few changes on a great destination location nearby. But first, let's talk baseball. Mark, I know you're a big sports fan, but when you go to a ball game, food is paramount, isn't it?
Oh, my. We are many, many years away from the old days of, for some of us can remember when the only options were a lukewarm hot dog and a soda and a watered-down beer. Progressive Field has done a fantastic job every year kind of amping up their food offerings with Delaware North. They've got 7 new offerings this year. Everything from a Southwest burger at Build-A-Burger to a chicken and waffle dish, which is pretty interesting. And my favorite, I really like the, try saying this a few times fast, Southside Slope Sandwich at the Fathead Stand over on the third base side. That's a char-grilled kielbasa topped with a sautéed pierogi and onions, American cheese, and a little bit of horseradish sauce. So they're doing a great job just keeping up with the trends and really, really amping things up food-wise. A few other initiatives going on, and one thing we should note to people is the bag policy of 2019 is back. So you can again bring small bags that don't exceed 16 by 16 by 8 inches. And there's also going to be a no-bag entry lane. So I like to think of that as kind of a frequent flyer type of lane at an airport where you can just kind of sail through. So Progressive Field's doing a great job this year.
Outstanding. And, the food options. Let's hope they got some runs to cheer about. My goodness. I'll tell you what, though, that Southside Slope sandwich, you're right, not easy to say at Fathead's, the kielbasa with pierogi, onions. Oh, my goodness gracious. I better have that early in the game.
Absolutely, or you want to take a nap.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's move along now. Also, some exciting news going on. I know, really, a great nearby getaway destination it can be for many, but the Gervasi Vineyard, they've got some big plans going on, don't they?
Yeah, it seems like the folks who run Gervasi just can't seem to go more than a couple years without embarking on an ambitious project. They've got a fascinating expansion plan coming up. It's going to cover 20,000 square feet. Now, the Canton Vineyard is an estate winery. They grow some grapes there. They really expanded. They've got an inn, villas, several restaurants. They've got 4 different elements coming in. They've got the cave, which is going to be focused as a tasting room. So they're really not going to focus on food here. This is really going to be specifically for wine tasting experiences. They're going to have a spa, a first-rate spa coming in with all sorts services there. They're also building a warehouse and distribution facility. This is important because their demand is growing as they see it, and they're shipping right now to 10 states, and that's going to continue. And finally, they're going to have a rickhouse, which is where their spirits are going to be located. Gervasi spirits were first introduced in 2019 with just a few. Now they've got a ton, and they're growing. Everything from a rosé vodka to blood orange gin and a few others. So Gervasi is a beautiful destination, as you call it, down in Canton. Really nice. They have weddings and a few other things going down there. But you know what? Hats off to them. They don't sit still. They keep moving forward, and they're just doing a great job. Beautiful, beautiful area.
Wow, very exciting. Yes, and really doing it all on their own. Well, another area we wanted to talk to about, another location, is the Aviator, with a makeover, I guess, of what used to be the 100th Bomb Group. What about that, Mark?
Yeah, this is neat. If you've been in the greater Cleveland area and you like going out to restaurants, you've been here a while, odds are you've been to the 100th Bomb Group. That was sold, and and that was owned by a California company. Now local owners have taken it over. It's called the Aviator. The airplane theme is still there, but a little more subdued, so the planes out front aren't there. Now, they have a restaurant and a pub. I tried some of their food. Their signature is a smash burger, which was absolutely tasty. But what they're really billing themselves as is kind of a one-stop shopping type of venue for weddings. They just had their first wedding this month, and the bookings are just really just soaring. Kadar Sousa, one of the owners, told me, and it's great. So basically, you go in there for a wedding, you get everything under one roof: photography, video, the venues, flowers, DJ dinner, reception drinks, everything is bundled under one roof. They can even add brunch in there too. They've done a wonderful job revamping the place, and they have really taken advantage of the patio. It's a massive, long patio. Every room in the Aviator opens to the patio, which has a bunch of fire pits as well. So really a nice overhaul. Great refurbishing. Love the food, so it is open to the public. And if you're looking for a wedding venue, it's one to be considered. So great job for the Aviator in the former 100th Bomb Group spot, right by Hopkins Airport. I should say that's really their backyard. You could see planes taking off from a nearby runway.
Yeah, always been a cool location. Wow, sounds like what they've done is great. And for weddings, as you mentioned, coming up, even I was reading in your story too, the dance floor, they've done a lot on that as well, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of a state-of-the-art dance floor. It's very forgiving, so they can clean it up well if things fall. Beautiful, beautiful halo light with hundreds of crystals right above it, and just a gorgeous space. They've done a fantastic job there.
Mark Bona, always great information from you. Of course, they can read you in the Plain Dealer at Cleveland.com, and also Twitter and Instagram. Just go to @mbona30. Mark, thanks as always. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mike.